We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're going to have some fun with this. We'll get into our league previews in just a couple minutes, but full-on Pirates stuff. And we do it a little bit different, odds and ends-wise, some over-unders, some different things. Are you ready for this, Chris? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited, man. I'm getting fired up for opening day and for all these numbers and predictions that we've got.
All right, some random questions. Tonight's starter, Joe Musgrove for your Pittsburgh Pirates. 7.5 is the number. Over-under on wins this season.
I think he's going to do well this year, but I can't go over 7.5. So I'll say under.
I think he will win 7 games, so I'll go under as well. Who ends the season as the Pittsburgh Pirates closer? Who has the closer's job at the end of the season? I'll go first, and I'll say Kyle Crick ends up as the closer at the end.
I'll say Nick Birdie by the end of the year is the Pirates closer.
Wow, we both don't say Keona Keller, though. Will he be traded?
No.
No, okay.
Yes, I'll say yes.
Okay, time right now is 8:05, by the way, brought to you by AirPro Heating and Cooling. Visit aphvac.com. All right, so I got that question, I got that question. Okay, at any point in the season, will Ron Cook be guilted into, be pushed into, be urged into calling Derek Shelton Shelty during those weekly appearances? Will we hear the word Shelty out of Ron Cook's mouth?
No, we will not. We'll get plenty of Derek's. He'll be very happy to talk to him, but we will not get a Shelty.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do it either. I think I don't call people nicknames unless I'm on their team either. So I side with Ron on all of this, but I don't think he will either. Cole Tucker, out of 60 games, will start how many? And I don't need a position breakdown, but he'll start how many games? Cole Tucker out of 60? I say 7.
I was going to say 12. So, I'll say, one start a week or so, maybe, a little less than that.
Producer Matt, what do you think? Cole Tucker, how many starts for Cole Tucker, Producer Matt?
I was thinking 14 whenever you guys were going over.
There could be an injury factor. There could be things
like
that.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Will Josh Bell, during the course of 60 games, will Josh Bell ever DH 2 games in a row? They talk about how much they love him at first base. Will he DH 2 games in a row at any point?
I will say yes, he will. There will be a day game after a night game, and he will DH in each of them at some point.
I'll say that he won't, but he should. So I'll go that. 14. We stick with Josh Bell. 14 over under on home runs in 60 games. 14.
Man, I'm going to be hopeful and say over but just barely. I'm going to say 15.
Push. I'm going with 14. Producer Matt, what do you got? Over under 14 Josh Bell home runs.
I'll say 13. I'll say under.
Under. Okay. 317. 317 is the number for a batting average. Over, under, Brian Reynolds. 317.
I'll say under. I think he has a decent year at the plate, even over 300, but I don't know if he goes over 317.
I think he will. I think he'll hit like 318, okay. 319, something in there because of the shortened season, because of the limited attempts. Give me over at 317 on Brian Reynolds. Producer Matt?
Yeah, I think he'll hit 325 plus.
Wow.
I love Brian Reynolds.
Wow. Well, Chad Kuhl, Chris, may end up making the transformation at any point in this year for good to a full-time relief pitcher? Yes or no? Explain.
Yes. I will say yes. Chad Kuhl does get moved to the bullpen at some point, and they try him in a back-end role after Kella doesn't show for the first couple of weeks because who knows what's going on with him. And Crick and Birdie and Rodriguez and everybody else blow a couple games, which is going to be huge in such a shortened season, and they give Kuhl a go. I'll say yes. I trust Shelton to get experimental.
I actually think he will, too. I think he'll be a back-end guy because of the things you said, but also – I actually think that Stephen Brault might get it together, and he shows them more as a starter than he has in the past. And we talked to Brault at the end of the show today at about 9:45, and Kuhl, by necessity, both because of the Kella stuff and because of some other things, pushes to the back end where he's always should have been, and he becomes that. Of the five guys in the rotation, which guy falls out of the rotation first?
Derek Holland. I don't see it lasting all year for him. I think Mitch Keller's going to be up and down a lot, and we're going to get very frustrated at times with Keller, but he's not going anywhere. There's no Indianapolis to send him to if he struggles. They're going to have to just let him work it out. Holland at some point will come out of the rotation, I think.
All right, I'm with you. Real quick, two more things. First one, before we get to the records, Philip Evans or Jose Osuna? You have one at bat. You need somebody to hit it deep. Who is it?
Oh, boy, Evans has looked strong. Osuna's Mr. Pinch hit home run, though. Give me Osuna.
Yeah. Philip Evans becomes the new Jose Osuna for this baseball team.
Oh,
I think
I like
Philip
it.
Evans has a better year than Jose Osuna, and this is the last lap for Jose Osuna as a Pittsburgh Pirate. I'm feeling that. All right, record predictions. Here we go. Producer Matt, did you get Jim's?
I texted him. I'm waiting on his answer.
Well, as always, Jim, right on time. So there's that. We're going to post these a little bit later. So what is yours, Producer Matt, as we'll tweet them out?
Mine is 24 and 36.
Ooh, okay. What do you got, Chris?
You know, a couple weeks ago when we started talking about this, we were both right around 28 wins, but watching that bullpen in action against Cleveland, I don't feel too good about it. I say 26 and 34.
I say 23 and 37 for your Pittsburgh Pirates, and we're still waiting on Jim. So I got 23 wins. Producer Matt, you got 24 wins. And Chris, you have what, 26 wins, you say?
That's it, yep.
Okay, and then we'll wait on Jim. Jim's one of those guys waiting to see what we said before I wanted to hear what he said. All
right,
coming up next, we go around the league. I think that was good. That was nice and tidy, right? That worked?
Mm-hmm.
We hit a lot of different
reminiscent of our odds and ends before a Steeler weekend. I like it.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, our first odds and ends. How many players will be on the COVID DL this week? The COVID injured list this week. Every week. All right, next coming up, our Rookie of the Year, our AL, our NL champ. Who's going to win the World Series? Who are the MVPs? All that real quick. We breeze through that. We go around the league. Let's whip around the league. Bernie Miklas in just a couple minutes. We're going to hear from Kutch. Kutch did something unbelievable last night that I don't think a lot of people understand he was behind. And we'll tell you what that is coming up. We'll share that with you in just a couple minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, here we are. Let's go around the league. I say we do Rookies of the Year first. Let's do that, then the Cy Young, then the MVP. Rookies of the Year, both leagues. Who you got, Chris?
National League, Carter Kiboom from Washington. American League, Luis Robert from the White Sox.
I match you with the White Sox. I think everybody in the world is picking Luis Robert. How could you not in Chicago? I think we saw the Rookie of the Year last night in the NL in Dustin May. I think
good
he's going to just backfill for the Dodgers, and he's going to be tremendous with that tremendously bright flash of red hair. Who you got, Producer Matt?
Luis Robert, I'll agree there in the AL. And then NL, I'm going to stay with the Dodgers, even though he's not up right now. Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux, okay. Who the Pirates maybe tried to trade for last year, some people thought. MVP, or let's go Cy Young first. I'll go first, I guess. I think we saw them both last night. We saw one last night. Gerrit Cole in the American League, and we'll see another tonight, and that's against the Pirates. I think Jack Flaherty's going to win it in the National League.
Oh, I like the Flaherty pick, but I hate to go boilerplate and easy picks here, but, yeah, Gerrit Cole in the American League, and I actually think Strasburg on the National League side.
Producer Matt, who you got?
Really hard to go against Gerrit Cole in the American League, and then I'll go Walker Buehler in the National League.
Oh, Texas Walker Buehler. Yes, there he is. Okay, so there's that. MVPs. Go ahead, Producer Matt.
Ronald Acuña Jr.
Ooh! I like it. All right. And then who you got?
Going to be a huge fan of that.
His chains, yes.
Who in the other league?
Who you got on the other side?
Oh, I got Mike Trout.
Mike Trout. No, okay, I'll go. Trout is the logical pick, but his wife's going to give birth, so he's going to leave.
Yes.
So that's not going to happen. So I'm going Bregman in the American League. Trout will be on course, but he won't accumulate enough. So Bregman, and then I hate to do this, but it's the money pick, if you will, Mookie Betts.
Yeah, you're right. It is the money pick. That's why Betts is my pick in the National League. And the American League side, MVP won't be Mike Trout because, like you said, his wife will give birth. He'll have to leave for a few weeks. His teammate, his brand new teammate, Anthony Rendon, will help the Angels sustain while Trout is gone. He wins American League MVP.
Wow. Okay, Anthony Rendon. Now let's go through what's going to happen with the teams. Let's go all the way through. Let's go division winners. National League, who are your three division winners? We don't have to pick playoff teams. First, how many games will the top team in the league win? What will the top record in the league be? Producer Matt.
Wow, that's a good question. I will say 41 wins.
41. Okay.
It's a good number.
Chris?
I agree with that number. I had it written down before Matt even said it. At Dodgers, 41 and 19.
I got the Dodgers at 47 and 13.
Wow.
I think they're going to be unbelievable. Wow. 47 and 13.
That's an incredible pace.
All right, National League winners. Let's go. Who do you have winning what division? Go, Matt.
Okay, NL East, I've got the Washington Nationals, although it's going to be really close with them and the Braves. NL Central, got the St. Louis Cardinals. And then the NL West, I'll take the Dodgers, the easy pick.
I'll take the Dodgers, the Cardinals, and the Phillies in the East. What
Phillies,
do you got, Chris?
I like that. Dodgers, Cardinals, and Braves by a game ahead of the Nationals.
I like it. AL, who do you got? I'll go first. AL East, the Yankees. AL Central, Minnesota. West, Houston.
Same.
I think Astros lose it by a game to the A's. They'll still get into the playoffs, but Yankees, Twins, A's in the American League.
And your pennant winners. Who comes out of the AL? Who plays in the World Series? What two teams? And who wins it?
Matt, go ahead.
Okay, I will take, I know we talked about this before, Colin, and I think we're on the same page with this. I'm going to go with the Braves against the Yankees. And I'm going to take the Braves to win it all.
That is my World Series as well. I have Atlanta being one of those wild card in the expanded format teams, getting to the World Series and just everybody being excited about that story because of the young guns down there and being crazy. Although not allowed to do the tomahawk chop, I guess. But the Yankees beating them in the World Series. Yankees, Braves, World Series.
I like that. I think it'd be a hell of a lot of fun to watch, but here's what I got. And very briefly, I know we're not picking all eight playoff teams in each league. I think we're going to have four playoff teams from the National League Central. I think the four other teams in the National League Central all get in. Cardinals will win. Brewers will be second. Then the Cubs and Reds, third and fourth, will both be 500 and get in as the two, I guess, wild card teams, if you want to call them that. But I think when we talk about the World Series, I hate to be, like I say, boilerplate and cliche. Yankees over the Dodgers in seven games.
There it is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.